So I was a lot less nervous when I thought there was going to be more of you. I know, right? We should have taken out the front row instead of the back. Hi, I'm Andrew. I have issues with God and his fan club, and I am an alcoholic. I struggle with chronic pain and depression. So tonight is a sneak preview of the next group workbook. We're going to be talking about depression, both spiritual and physical, what it looks like, what it feels like, and how we can help each other out. The big idea is that depression takes away our hope. According to the dictionary, hope is defined as wanting something to happen or to be the case. When I think of hope, I think that hope means seeing our world as it is, knowing what it should be, and working to make that difference. Let me explain. Hope is hard. It really is. I have messed up my back 7 or 8 years ago, and my best day is a 5 out of 10 on the pain scale. It is really easy to give up hope. When we lose hope, we replace it with something. I replaced it with drinking. When we lose hope, you get depressed, really depressed, not just an off couple of days. On the spiritual side, we call it a dark night of the soul. Other religions call it spiritual dryness. It's like God goes away completely. Prayer becomes one-sided. The scriptures, they don't mean anything anymore. According to author F. Scott Fitzgerald, in a real dark night of the soul, it is always 3 in the morning, day after day. If you've ever been awake at 3 in the morning, you know how rough that is. I've had insomnia, I've worked the nights, and I'm telling you right now, nobody needs to be awake at 3 in the morning. There is nothing to do but think, even if you're at work. You're trying to be quiet, not wake anybody up, or you're coming up on the end of the shift and praying that you make it home safe. According to the dictionary, hope is really easy. All we have to do is want something. No effort, no real skin in the game. But if we take our cue from the Serenity Prayer, if hope becomes a verb, that takes some effort. And that's the hard part. When it's all you can do just to get out of bed in the morning, let alone take care of yourself or take care of somebody else, where do you find your hope? And that one is something you have to answer for yourself. I know that's not helpful. You were hoping for some kind of miracle answer. I don't have it. I find hope coming here, talking to y'all. It helps. It lifts me up. Some people, however, see social interaction as a chore or something to avoid entirely. I look at my son and I have hope. I mean, that works for me. You could look at my son and not have hope. It works. It's different for everybody. I don't know. You have to experiment. Find what works for you. Go out, take a walk in nature, do something healthy for yourself. Play your music really loud in the car. Eat a cupcake. Anything that brings you joy can bring you hope. But just because it worked once doesn't mean it's going to work again. I don't listen to the same music I did in high school, even though I liked it at the time. Another piece of advice I have is that the church does not hold the monopoly on hope. I've been struggling with my faith for 10 years now, and I've been in church in some capacity for 20-some-odd years now. And let me tell you, hope is what keeps me going. I don't think this is something I've done to myself, and it's definitely not something that I want. I would love to have that happy bubblegum faith that other people have, letting it get me through my day, no matter what, just with a pep in my step. But I don't have it. I can't just hum a worship song to myself and everything gets better. I can't pray the doubt away. I can't see a random out-of-context scripture on Facebook and be uplifted. think I'm at a place where I'm okay with that, but I still do have hope. I think the only reason I can cling to hope is because if I don't, I don't have much of anything. I look at my son, and he doesn't know what depression is. I see hope in him, and I've got to be there for him, which means I have to pull it together. He needs me, and that means I need to hold on to something. For me, that's hope, knowing that I am doing something to make the world a better place, even if it's just raising a good kid. You have to find something to fight for, something that'll get you out of bed in the morning, whatever it takes. It could be work. It could be family. You could just really like mornings. I'm not going to judge. Back when we were Celebrate Recovery, we called this idea, do the next right thing. The idea that you take what's in front of you and you chunk it up into manageable pieces. That's what hope is to me. All I have to do is get through today. One of the hard parts for me is that hope needs to feel like it comes from inside me. You can't give me hope. I have to find it for myself. A few weeks back, Wendell talked about the idea that the Holy Spirit is our partner. And I really like that idea because I think that's where hope comes from, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a cheerleader, but a reminder that we are connected to the divine. And for me, I don't feel that connection. But obviously it's there, or I wouldn't have hope. I know that I don't get hope from God's fan club. And I know it sounds like I'm hard on the church, because I am. I have been used, manipulated, guilt-tripped, and made to feel this big, all in the name of service to the kingdom. The church has too much responsibility and too much potential to treat people like that. So let me explain what I mean when I say God's fan club. When we talk about the fan club, we talk about people raised on a toxic orthodoxy based on fear of hell and theology that fits onto t-shirts. They focus all of their attention on protocol, on who's in, on who's out. A healthy relationship with God is an afterthought. When they talk about hope, what they're really talking about is fire insurance faith. I've been at churches where the pastor says, and I'm quoting here, "I'm not here to sell you fire insurance. I'm here to give you a new life." And then he spends the next 30 minutes talking about how you're going to burn in hell if you don't take Jesus as your personal savior. Because going to hell is the best reason to start a relationship with Christ. They use the easy definition of hope because their hope is all about going somewhere else. The idea that if you lived right, you get to go to heaven. And the rest of the sinners who didn't live or look or talk like you burn for eternity in hell. But that ignores the problems with the world today, and it leaves so much out of life. Which is why I think we need community to help us get through life. We cannot do this alone, and we need all the help we can get. Always remember that healthy people heal people, and hurt people hurt people. So what do? I have found that it helps to talk to myself. Luckily, I'm alone often enough that I can talk out loud, and nobody looks at me funny. But, you know, some of you, that's not an option. Write it down. And yeah, I'm going back to that, the inventory. There is a reason it is two separate steps. You have to know where you have been in order to know where you're going. You don't take inventory to fix yourself. It doesn't bring your faith back, and it doesn't bring your joy back. But it might help to find where you lost it. It has to be an honest conversation between you and yourself, with God listening in. If you can, go back and look at your old inventories. I did my first one in 2010, 2011, somewhere thereabouts. And I did my recent one last year. And I was a completely different person 9 years ago, which is good. I was kind of garbage 9 years ago. But it has been a crazy 9 years for me. It also let me know that I don't do inventory enough, but that's neither here nor there. What's important is to take time to get to know yourself. It does help. If you just coast through, don't ignore the signs, nothing will ever change. And the last thing I want to say is that you did not do this to yourself. If you lose your sense of connection to God, it is not something you decided to do. It is not a punishment, and it is not a test of your faith. It happens gradually, usually so slowly that you don't notice it. It is not your fault, and because of that, it is not something you can muscle your way through or discipline your way through. When you come out the other side of this, if you come out the other side of this, you will feel relief and even more of a conscious connection to God than you did before. It will be more precious for having lost it. Just remember that hope is a verb, not a noun anymore. And then sometimes we have to travel in low gear, and that's okay. You're not moving very fast, but you can go up a mountain. Keep it in low gear, and you can do anything. Don't worry about making good time. Just get to where you're going on your own time. You set the path. You set the pace. Remember to take care of yourself.